Dr. Richard Ostfeld is a disease ecologist at the Carey Institute of Ecosystem Studies in Millbrook. He is one of the authors of a paper about ticks linked to encephalitis in New York State. Here's why he and other scientists undertook the study.
In the past 5 or 6 years, there was what appeared to be an increase in the number of cases of Powassan viral encephalitis, especially in the lower and mid-Hudson Valley and the Capital District. And whenever there's an increase or apparent increase in number of cases, disease ecologists like me want to know why. And if we can figure out why, maybe that gives us a lead as to something we can do about it.
Here's what he says the study found.
Powassan virus is quite widespread in the Hudson Valley, down from the lower Hudson Valley all the way up to the Capital District. It happens to be more widespread on the east than the west side of the Hudson River. It varies in its frequency in tick populations from less than 1% all the way up to about 6%. And it is generally coming from raccoons, opossums, and skunks that our study added to other studies that have showed white-footed mice as also being a natural reservoir.
The highest concentration of infected adult ticks, some 4-5%, was found in Westchester, Putnam, and Dutchess counties. Ostfeld notes that the carrier, the black-legged tick, is the type of tick commonly, though incorrectly, referred to as the deer tick, and the same type that spreads Lyme disease. The Powassan virus is spread to people by infected ticks and can cause central nervous system disruption, encephalitis, and meningitis. There is a 10-15% fatality rate in reported cases, with many survivors suffering long-term neurological damage.
The concern is that this is probably the most virulent of all the tick-borne pathogens. It's also by far the rarest, so that's the silver lining here, is that it's very uncommon. The number of human cases is very low. Most years there are only a small handful of cases, up to maybe a dozen max in New York State.
Some lawmakers in New York are looking to protect long-term sufferers of Lyme disease and other tick-borne diseases like encephalitis. Among them is Democratic State Senator Terry Gibson, whose district, most of Dutchess County and part of Putnam, is considered a Lyme disease hotspot.
My Tick Bite Act would once and for all say that we can no longer allow individuals to suffer from encephalitis. We need insurance companies to cover the costs, and that's what my tick bite bill does, and that's why I'm hoping that next session we can get it passed.
The legislation co-sponsors in the Senate include Democrat Cecilia Kacik and Independent Democrat David Carlucci. Democrat Kevin Cahill is sponsoring the bill in the Assembly. The Tick Bite Act requires health insurers to provide coverage for long-term medical care for Lyme disease and other tick-borne related pathogens. As for the greater occurrence of infected ticks on the east side of the Hudson River, Ostfeld can only speculate.
My guess is that it's just a matter of time before it jumps the Hudson and starts moving over to the west side. And the reason I suspect that is because that's been the pattern with other tick-borne diseases.
The study can be found in the journal Parasites and Vectors. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.